Lundi 10 novembre, nous nous sommes rendus à Dipanam School, une école axée sur le libre progrès. Samuel, professeur de français et d'informatique, nous en parle.
On essaie de laisser un maximum de choix à l'enfant, que l'enfant apprenne à son propre rythme. On ne va pas pousser les enfants, par exemple, à tous lire au bout d'un an. Ça, c'est hors de question. Les enfants ont les cours le matin, classique, je vais dire. Et l'après-midi, ils ont le choix de ce qu'ils veulent faire. Donc on a différentes activités, français, anglais, tamil, sanskrit. Il y a aussi des maths, de la géographie pour certains, de la science, les travaux manuels, la peinture, la danse.
Toutes sortes d'activités donc, mais aussi toutes sortes d'animaux.
Les horses, les chevaux, c'est les plus jeunes qui ne savent pas lire, qui ne savent pas écrire. Après, il y a les girafes. Après, il y a les unicorns, environ 8-9 ans. Et les lions, c'est notre dernière classe.
Depuis la rentrée, il y a aussi les serpents.
Là, il y a la crête. Là, il y a le cobra. Et ça, c'est un killback.
C'est Rajiv, passionné de reptiles et attrapeur de serpents à ses heures perdues, qui a créé ce lieu d'apprentissage pas comme les autres.
Rajiv, il est connu surtout pour attraper les serpents en revue. Dès que quelqu'un a un serpent dans son jardin ou qui veut se débarrasser d'un serpent, hop, il appelle Rajiv.
I have been actually locally named the Snake Boy of Auroville since whenever they have problems with snakes in any community, or they call me, and normally it's in the middle of the night and I have to go and catch this snake. So I have been doing this kind of service since many years now. Children know about this, and that's why they were very very interested in learning more about animals from me, because they saw me doing things with animals.
Pour répondre à la curiosité des enfants, Rajiv va enfermer quelques-unes de ses prises dans le nouveau laboratoire de l'école.
We call this place the Life Science Laboratory. We've just finished the construction and started keeping fishes and snakes, and now even some girls wanted to keep lizards and frogs. And they're very happy. They're very happy to be able to connect, to be able to keep, you know, and learn, like see how, what they eat, what they do. With the older children, I'm trying to get them to actually study, which means to go in more detail, a kind of a research, like if we have a cobra, to learn about the cobra, like the cobra is the reptile family, then reptile is a vertebrate, and you know, so we go from this cobra, we go into learning about the classification. So it becomes a very interactive way of learning biology or life science or whatever. It's not just from books, but it's actually from snake. Like many children didn't know that snakes have bones. I have this skeleton of a snake. So these things, when children actually learn directly from animal, there is more joy.
Dans le laboratoire, ce sont les enfants qui prennent soin des nouveaux pensionnaires.
They have arranged the box, they have decorated, or they have put the water, the stick, everything for the animal that they want to look after. They catch whatever insects that the animal needs to feed on. And they spend at least an hour, if not more, a day during lunchtime or in the afternoon, just after the afternoon classes. They come here, they spend time, they play with their animal, they go around, you know, it's they're very proud of it, to be able to have something that they can connect to.
We We're actually having teams and making projects now. One team is about lizards.
Crocodiles.
One team is about crocodiles.
Snakes.
Snakes.
And turtles.
And turtles. I'm in lizards. We already have a cage with some lizards in. They eat ants, some kind of, how do you call them? Grasshoppers, kind of insects.
Ils mangent surtout des rats et tous les gros serpents. Sinon, les petits, ils mangent surtout des sauterelles et des trucs dans le genre.
It brings a very nice feeling in the children, and I think in our way of education, where it's really child oriented, we give this experience to the child to really discover what these animals are and how important they are. The normal conception is snakes are always dangerous, you know, stay away from snakes. You see that in movies, you hear that from parents.
Celui-là, il est vraiment super sympa, le petit.
Tu peux même mettre ton doigt, ils vont te mordre, mais ça fait franchement pas mal. Ils sont pas poisonnés, puis ils font pas mal.
I'm only scared about these two.
Yeah.
Because they're very venomous.
Celle-là, je l'ai jamais pris. Je pense qu'il faut mieux pas.
Mm-hmm.